One of the things here that I, you know, no one likes rejection. You, unless you're a masochist, right? I mean, I guess there are, no one likes it. Yeah, some people do. Some people like rejection. They like to be told they're weak, they're worthless. Again, you know, you've got some other psychological issues going on here. But most of us, the vast majority, rejection hurts with its family, maybe friends, your workplace, on the job, your love life, certainly. Rejection hurts. But how do you bounce back from rejection? Because if you get rejected and you don't, I mean, you're down, you're out, it's all over, right? Well, of course not. But there are ways to do it that maybe are a little more effective than others, at least being aware of it. And somebody who knows all about this is our good friend with Regional Psychological Services, Dr. John Baracchio, joins us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Well, Dave, always good to talk to you, particularly after a rather cold but wonderful night in Columbus, I might
yeah,
add.
How'd that go for you? I think you might have had a good time.
We had really had a great time, and I might add the Ohio State fans could not have been more pleasant before the game, during the game, after the game. So,
what happened there? Did they replace themselves with pod people? Been my experience down there it's been pleasant. Not at all.
I have to tell you, after the Big Ten championship game in Indianapolis, it was the same thing. So maybe when we had our We Hate Michigan 2 on my back, I mean, they kind of liked that. So as a whole, I found that people were just cordial friendly. I'm just giving you a view because I hear the opposite so much. And that was kind of the impression that we had. So
And the bands had a good experience with each other. And at times in the past, there have been little bumps between the Spartan band and the, the best damned band in the land, as they say. So, you know, I guess that's good all the way around. It wasn't so much a surprising final result, Doc, with MSU winning, but the way that the game went was, and the circumstances around it with quarterback were, to me, very surprising and interesting. And in the end, it was great for MSU.
It really was. It was a terrible night, I mean, in terms of weather, but it was exciting, it was fun, and as Terry Braverman says at the football games at MSU, it's a perfect day for football. I was questioning that a little bit, but anyway,
it was a great time,
and that is a time. Football is a thing that brings people together. We stayed at a Marriott in Dublin, Ohio, you know, not far from there.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And just loaded with MSU and OSU people, and just had a good time afterwards. You know, I was there with family, son-in-law, my wife, and just ran into people. And it was just a good event and one of those good things for Sparty as D'Antonio continues to be quite a program builder over at MSU. So it was quite a nice time.
And, there's no question. Now, I guess that you could look at it this way. If the Spartans were to take care of business but somehow not get chosen in the top four, they would be facing a case of rejection, and that would be collective rejection for the program. But when we have to deal with it as individuals, it becomes highly personal and very unique in the way each one of us handles that.
Well, that is very true, Dave. Everyone has some type of rejection. And I think a positive thing about rejection is to remember you're doing something. I mean, if you're living all alone as a hermit, you know, like old St. Francis of Assisi did apparently up with the animals on an old saint, you're not going to run into a lot of rejection unless maybe a bear comes in and is unhappy with you. But as a whole, if you're trying to do things, it can be a project at work, it can be with a family member, it can be with a friend, it can be with a church group, it can be with a social group, you always run the risk of some type of rejection. And I think what you have to do is recognize that's part of life. And if you are, you have to figure out, well, what happened? Mm-hmm. Did I do something? Is this even a reasonable thing to have happened? I mean, but what you can do is allow it to control and define you. You have to define yourself. So if you're rejected, if you look at whoever did it and you say, you know, that person really isn't worth my time, or that person is just a very negative, destructive kind of a person, or even if it's a very good person that all of a sudden has found something they're rejecting in you, you just want to analyze it, you want to calculate it, you want to sort out what it is, and then you kind of go from there. If you're at work and a project is turned down, it could be that the person making the decision on the product,
mm-hmm. right,
in terms of what it could be that they don't they're not interested in what you're doing, or you were off track, or you didn't listen, or whatever it might be, but you learn from it, and you go forward. And the main thing to do is always see a rejection. Try to see it as something to gain from, something to learn from, to make sure you don't get in that type situation again, because rejection is very difficult. There's a lot of family rejection, whether it's the favorite brother, the favorite sister, the favorite parent, the favorite aunt. That's where the dynamics become very, very confusing. And when things like that happen, wherever it might be, we have to gain strength, know who we are, ultimately define ourselves, learn, become stronger. And that is difficult for a lot of people, because a lot of people that are rejected, they get used to it, and they accept the definition someone has for them, and you have to go, rubbish, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to run my own life.
I think it's a great jumping-off point for another segment someday, that you said, letting others define you versus defining yourself. There can be no greater self-defeating thing than letting somebody else define you and control, or group control, your life to that extent, because that's one thing you do have in your own power.
And, you know, Dave, it's hard to believe how many people are defined by others.
You know, the rejection thing, you look for places for inspiration. And to me, I think there have been some great case points in history of people that we admire, that we have collectively admired in our own history. People like Abraham Lincoln, who was rejected so many times, both
true.
Professionally, personally. Winston Churchill, who you've talked about before, faced massive rejection, and at times had severe bouts with that, but he refused to let others define him and would bounce back. Maybe those are extreme because of the force of their personality, but those aren't two identical personalities, but they're very much people who overcame rejection, public and private.
And even someone, if you could imagine, like a Douglas MacArthur, his mother had so much sway over him, influence. You know, President Truman and his wife. I mean, there are a lot of people that have a lot of power over people. Now, we can call it rejection. We can call it things we learn from. And these aren't bad people I'm talking about. I'm just saying that we want to make sure ultimately, even if people influence us and they're helpful to us, that still ultimately we chart our own course and we're the tiller, you know, in the boat as we go through the road of life. And just too many people allow others to define them, to determine what they're going to do, where they're going to go. And that is really unfortunate, because there's one time through life and you really want to be able to make decisions and move forward and do what you think is the right thing and not allow the rejection or the negativity of other people to set the course for you and really lead to a life of frustration and not being fulfilled.
There's one time through. I've heard that on a really good commercial, too. It's really, it's not bad. It's very, very affirming here. All right, so Spartans have Penn State, and maybe the Iowa Hawkeyes, and then maybe, who knows? I know you're going to be watching it very closely, and again, enjoying the ride, right, Doc?
Can I tell you, it is a lot of fun. We'll be there Saturday. And, yeah, I'm really in an incredibly buoyant mood, rolling along on a cloud. I mean, like that Hawaiian wave at North Beach, I'm ready to go in right now on top of it. So that's where I am.
Dr. John Bracci, of course, Regional Psychological Services. And you'll find the podcast very shortly here, along with all the podcasts. It's there's a lot of good help in there from Dr. John B., and that's at drjohnb.com. Have a great Thanksgiving with the family. Enjoy the football, and we'll talk to you, Doc, on the flip side.
Hey, come on, you're a champion. Good talking to you, and happy Thanksgiving to you.